East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
The Isimanga Liso Wetland Park says it's officially ending its long-standing management agreement with Ezemvelo KZN Wildlife. CEO Sibusiso Bokosini says the two entities mutually agreed to end their arrangement that has been in place for over two decades. He says Ezemvelo was initially appointed in 2002 to manage the conservation and tourism functions while Isimanga Liso built its own capacity. Bukosini says the park is now ready to take full control of its commercial facilities, including those at St. Lucia, Cape Vidal and Sodwana Bay.
There should be a mutual termination arrangement, especially on the aspect of the commercialized facilities. Which means that the commercial facilities that are currently running, which is Cape Vidal, your Charters Creek, Mkuze, and the Sodwana and Coastal Forest Reserve, your Kosi Bay, those facilities are now handed back to Isimanga Liso. But Isimanga Liso has taken a different approach of commercializing those facilities.
The KZN police are appealing to the public for help in finding two missing people. The individuals disappeared from different parts of the province earlier this year. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Themba Mbamali vanished on the 25th of August in Umkhonyakudi district. The 49-year-old was last seen outside Mosfort Hospital in Ingwavuma. He was wearing brown pants and a white shirt. On the north coast, Umhlali police are searching for an 87-year-old Duduzile Jihia, who went missing on the 27th of March. Police say the elderly woman was last seen leaving the Mtobisa area to collect traditional herbs from nearby farms. She was wearing a brown dress and a leopard print duk. Anyone with information on Mbamali and Jayiya can contact the nearest police station or Crime Stop on 08600 10111. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
The group People Against Budget Cuts has taken to the streets calling for an end to what they describe as austerity measures that hurt the poor. The coalition of progressive movements, trade unions and community organizations has been protesting outside Parliament ahead of Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana's mini-budget. One of the members, Andile Zulu, says for years, South Africans have been living under an austerity budget.
The underfunding of schools, of hospitals, of roads, of water and sanitation and electricity. So what we are essentially demanding for is a progressive budget that mobilizes resources domestically through a progressive tax framework, through increasing corporate income tax, through advocating for a wealth tax, so that we are able to, for example, fill vacancies at hospitals.
And two Swedes, one of them a teenager, are on trial in Denmark on terrorism charges. They're accused of having thrown two hand grenades at the Israeli embassy in Copenhagen last year. According to Swedish media, one of them was recruited by a criminal network while he was in school. They've pleaded not guilty to the terrorism charges. The top story, the Isimanga Liso Wetland Park says it's officially ending its long-standing management agreement with Ezemvelo KZN Wildlife. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.